when desegregation started to happen, uh-huh. did you or any of the members express any specific concerns about this?
What we did with the Interracial Fellowship, we worked together. Black women, white women, black women, black children, white children. We would have something on Saturday for them to meet different ones. And then when they go and they would make friends, then we would go to the park and meet up with them. And then they'd be willing to support whatever happened to that child. They would go and tell their parents and everything. So we would meet up, and when Larry went to Stonewall, he didn't know, there were some friends that he knew, and they played together, And, I would question him. Do you have a good day? Did someone pick at you? I wanted to know. And then I was working, and on my off days, I would go up to the school and have lunch with him.
In your opinion, did it seem like they generally got along, the kids?
Oh, yeah, they got along with me. I never shall forget. They got along. Larry would go and spend nights with some of his other friends. He met friends beside the one that he had played with. He started playing football. You know, peewee football, as they call it. And so he would play, and then one of the dad, it's my husband, if he could, stay overnight with them because they was going somewhere. And so everything hesitate and I hesitate. And so he said, you don't have to worry about anything. We are not like that. Your son is our son. So we let him spend the night. But there was, as he grew up and got in middle school, there was a little problem with children. And I taught him to always, it's not because you were scared, because you are not scared. Because you look at him now, you could tell he was a big boy. I said, you just tell him, you say what you want to say, but you can't hurt me. And I'm going to walk off from you.